Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. I don't think they ready though. It's like, what? You wanna do right, but things keep going wrong. Something about the name Jesus, it ain't just a song. Just keep calling on him, I promise it won't be long. To all your worries and your problems, they all will be gone. You say you're trying, well I tell you try harder. His grace is sufficient, ain't no telling what the Lord will do. You need him in your life, the one and only Christ. He came, lived and died and paid a major sacrifice. So if you believe like I believe, eternal life you will achieve. Just lift him up and then you'll see the windows of heaven opening and blessings pouring out. When you feel the spirit, you'll start to shout. When praises go up, blessings come down. When you're alone, he's still around. Now come on.
I was living in sin till he came in my life. My soul was for sale till he paid the price.
Hallelujah. I'm talking about Yahshua. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I'm talking about, hallelujah, the Son, hallelujah, of the living God, hallelujah, on tonight. Praise God. I've come to lift him up. I've come to magnify him. I've come to praise him. Hallelujah. He said in his word, if he be lifted up, glory to God, that he would draw all men. Hallelujah, unto him, glory to God. So we come to lift him up tonight, hallelujah, so we can get drawn. Glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We want to welcome everybody tonight, everybody that's called in, everybody out there on the social media outlets that is tuned in, hallelujah. This is more than an hour of power. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I got First Lady with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And later on in the broadcast, hallelujah, the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Featuring Apostle Elder Nate Curry will be joining us, amen, with a word from the Lord. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you on today. Lord, we want to thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, just for waking us up this morning, just for starting us on our way, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for binding the works of the devil on today. Hallelujah. For making our crooked paths straight on today. Hallelujah. Lord, for providing a way on today. Hallelujah. Without you, Lord. Hallelujah. Where would we be? We want to take this time to bind the works of the enemy on tonight. Anything that's trying to prohibit us, anything that's trying to keep us from receiving your word, we bind it right now in your son Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. And we want to magnify you. We want to glorify you. We want to lift you up to the max, Lord. You are truly worthy to be praised, worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be lifted up. You're more than worthy, Lord. And we come to praise you on tonight. Hallelujah. We want you to know, Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. We want you to know, Lord, we appreciate you. Hallelujah, for everything that you do. Glory to God. And we will continue to magnify and lift up your name on tonight. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Hallelujah. On tonight, we give the thanks to God on tonight. Hallelujah. We praise him on tonight. Hallelujah. We magnify his name on tonight. Hallelujah. Because he is truly worthy to be praised. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is the time you should have been waiting for. Hallelujah. All day. This time should have been on your mind. Hallelujah. All day. Just like that favorite TV show. Hallelujah. Be on your mind all day. Hallelujah. You want to know what happened on the Blacklist. Glory to God. You want to know what happened on P-Valley. You want to know. Oh, y'all are watching. Oh, my bad. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You want to know what happened. Glory to God, hallelujah. You can't wait to get home to kick that clicker. Praise God, hallelujah, so you can listen to it. Somebody is listening to this, the recording tonight. Somebody is watching the video tonight, praise God, because you knew it was going to be posted. Hallelujah, you knew you was going to get a word from God, and you couldn't wait to come get it tonight. Hallelujah, that's the attitude you ought to be having. Praise God, hallelujah. See, you ain't got to wait all the way to next week to find out what happened. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah, because we on every night, glory to God, hallelujah, praise God, the daytime on Saturday,
yes,
again, glory to God, so you can come and get the word every night of the week, right here, glory to God, hallelujah, because you want to know what happened, hallelujah, amen. See, the goal is to focus with God on your mind, wake up with God on your mind, carry God through you, glory to God, hallelujah, that's the goal, hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. This ought to be the time you've been waiting. Hallelujah. You ought to be early. Hallelujah. I know Sister Jackie, she be early. Praise God. Hallelujah. She don't want to, amen. She like Aerosmith. She said, I don't want to miss a thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to catch it, amen, from the rooter to the tree. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah, and that's the way we ought to be with the word of God, hallelujah, amen. We was like that when we was going to church. We was late for church, glory to God. Come in, amen. We done missed the choir. We entering the thing. We done missed the prayer. We done missed the scripture, the announcements. Glory to God, well, all I need is the word, hallelujah. No, praise God, you done missed, amen, everything, glory to God. It's more than just the word. Hallelujah, praise God. What about the praise and worship? Hallelujah, praise God. What about the prayer? Glory to God, hallelujah. What about the tithes and the offering? Glory to God, hallelujah. And what about the other aspects that comes to serve God? Hallelujah, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You come ain't on. Unless you're on salary. You ain't laid foot, glory to God, because you clock in. Hallelujah. If anything, you might be 30 minutes early in case Joe want to go home so y'all can get them extra 30 minutes. Glory to God. I'm staying late.
Now, wait, when is the pastor going to get through? How long is the choir going to sing? Hallelujah, praise God. How long is the praise dancers going to dance? Hallelujah, praise God. But you staying late. You staying late at a place you claim you don't want to be. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. But then when it comes to God, hallelujah, we got to put God on a time schedule. Praise God. I done said it before, I'm going to say it again. God ain't your sugar daddy. Glory to God, you just can't stop by and think you're going to break him off something on Sunday and expect him to keep blessing you. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. It didn't work in the world with men, and it ain't going to work, hallelujah, in the spirit with God. Hallelujah, praise God. We got to be devoted to this thing. We got to be ready, hallelujah, amen, to hear that word. Hallelujah, praise God. We got to devote this thing. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. We thank God on tonight. If y'all just tuning in, this is, hallelujah, More Than an Hour of Power. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Praise God. Representing, amen, the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Praise God. And joining us, amen, featured, amen, is the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, the holy apostle, amen, who is about to come forth and bring forth a dynamic word, hallelujah, from the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God, amen. So I hope everybody came and everybody was on time, hallelujah, because if you're late, hallelujah, you might miss the race. Glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, you got to be on time because them planes take off.
Oh, yes,
y'all,
Lord.
Y'all,
hallelujah.
Y'all ain't just the metaphor. Y'all ain't just the metaphor. See, when you going to catch that plane, you 2 hours early because you know. Okay, I'm going to leave it alone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we thank God on tonight, getting ready to come forth and break us off some bread. Hallelujah. Amen. Break us off some knowledge. Break us off some wisdom. Break us off some revelation. Hallelujah. Is none other, hallelujah, than my brother in Christ. Hallelujah, representing the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship over there on the West Coast. Los Angeles, California is representing on tonight. I'm talking about none other than my brother from another mother. Hallelujah, none other than the Holy Apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you. Hallelujah, in a mighty way. Glory to God.
Amen, amen. Come on, amen, children of God. Tonight, come on, put your hands together and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory
to
God. If you love him tonight, come on and clap your hands and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
If he's the Lord of your life, come on and give him a praise this morning. Hallelujah. If he's the one that woke you up this morning, come on and give him a praise. Hallelujah. If he's the one that started you on your way, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If he's the one that has kept you all day long, come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. If he's your friend when you're friendless, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If he's your company keeper in the midnight hour, come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah to God tonight. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Ah, the summit said, I shall make my boast in the Lord. Hallelujah. And the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and
hallelujah.
Let us exalt his name together. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That word magnify in the Greek means to enlarge, to make bigger. In other words, he's saying, come on and let us put all of what we know about God together so we can make it more bigger. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, things don't look the same when you put them up under a magnifying glass. Come on here, somebody. They look small until you put them up under the magnifying glass. Then the magnifying glass show you what you're missing. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I wish somebody would lift God up right now. Glory to God. Everybody put their little piece together. Glory to God. And I believe piece by piece, we'll see the glory of the Lord. Somebody clap those hands and give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God. Somebody came, especially to lift him up tonight. Somebody came to give him the glory. Somebody came to worship him. Hallelujah. Somebody came to pour out their love on him tonight. Somebody came, hallelujah, just to tell the Lord, Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. I love you so much, Lord. Hallelujah. My heart love you. My mind love you. My soul love you. My flesh love you. Everything in me love you. And I love you so much, Lord, that I'm just so deep in love with you that I can't see nobody else. Because all I can see is you. Oh, with somebody that felt the same way I do tonight. We just said, Lord, I love you. Throw up your hands. Glory to God. Just said, Lord, I love you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the presence of God. I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I feel the power of the Most High God. Somebody give him your praise right now. Glory to God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I don't know if you feel that, Tyler God, but that's what it feels like when the presence of God come in your praise. Come on here, somebody. Somebody, the presence of God is tabernacling over your praise, glory to God. He said in his word, glory to God, he said, I inhabit the praises of my people. In other words, I live in their praises. Come on here, somebody. Oh, God, days are old that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. Somebody say goodness. Hallelujah.
Goodness.
How many know that it was the Lord's goodness that woke us up this morning? How many know that it was the Lord's goodness that started us on our way? How many know it was the Lord's goodness? The reason why we still here. It's the Lord's goodness. The reason why no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Here's his goodness that by his stripes I'm healed. It's his goodness that he keep my mind in perfect peace. It's his goodness. Oh, God. I feel the presence of God tonight.
Hallelujah.
I'm sorry, y'all, but just every time I think about the goodness of Yahshua and all that he's done for me, my soul, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. 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 Thank you, Lord, when I couldn't save myself, glory to God. When I didn't even know you loved me, glory to God. Hallelujah. You had already put it in your agenda for you to save my soul. Somebody bless him tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah. I'm trying to let this thing go, y'all, but I feel somebody online and I say, Lord, I love you. I've been waiting all day, y'all, to give you this praise. I've been praying to you all day long. Somebody been praying to God all day long. Glory to God. You ain't quit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every chance you got today, you gave God some praise. Every chance you got today, you told the Lord you love him. Every chance you got today, you thanked him for saving your soul. See, we need to lose our mind in this thing. Hallelujah. So losing their mind over everything else. We need to lose our mind in him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I had to lose it to keep it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I wouldn't even have it if I had to lost it in the Lord. Hallelujah. I had to lose my mind, to have my mind. Hallelujah. You don't understand my testimony. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, Shanta, so cold, Tarabah, Sando.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey! Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Giving honor. Giving honor to God on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To my dear, dear brother. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On tonight.
Yes.
I'm from another mother, but we still brothers. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Giving honor to him and his first lady and his queen tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Giving honor. Amen. To my queen. Amen. And my children tonight. Amen. Giving honor to all of those who are a part of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Glory to God tonight. Amen. God is a good God. Hallelujah. And ain't nobody mad but the devil. Come on here, somebody. Tell your neighbors, ain't nobody mad but the devil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because all of God's people are glad. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We're glad to be on God's side. Come on here, somebody. If you're on the opposite side of God tonight, I feel sorry for your soul. Glory to God. But there is an answer. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. All you got to do is switch sides. Come on here, somebody. All you got to do is just announce that raggedy devil and tell him, I'm not going to be on your side no more. I'm finna be on the side that's the winning side.
Yes.
I'm going to be
Hallelujah.
On the side of the one that really loves me. Come on here, somebody. Can I tell you something in the Holy Ghost tonight? I don't know who online tonight. Amen. But God bless you. Amen. But somebody is in a bad spiritual relationship. Come on here, somebody. Amen. You in a relationship with somebody that don't love you, that don't care about you. Amen. Spiritually. Amen. You in a relationship with the devil, and you need to get out of it. I just come by to help you get out of it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But you got to make the choice that you tired of being in a relationship with a raggedy devil that don't do nothing for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And see, the thing about the enemy is he keeps sweet talking you. Come on here, somebody. You try to leave and he try to tell you, no, it really ain't what it looked like. You know, I really love you. But see, love is not only talk. Love is action. Come on here, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, somebody tonight, spiritually, you need to cut that enemy off. You need to do that song, Walk On By. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because somebody need to tell the devil what love got to do with it. You don't even love yourself. Hallelujah. I'm finna leave you. I'm finna shut the door to this thing because I see what this really is. Come on here, somebody. And we tonight that is in a relationship with the Lord, we tell you, leave him, glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on our side. Come on the Lord's side. Come on the winning side. Come on the side that love you the most. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, I believe that what the songwriter said, falling in love with Yahshua was the best thing I ever done. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I haven't done many best things in my life. But the best thing I ever did was I fell in love with the Lord. Come on here, somebody. When I fell in love with the Lord, hallelujah, he changed my life. Tell somebody, amen, falling in love with him was the best move I ever made. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm still reaping benefits from that move I made, from falling in love with him. Come on here, somebody. Had not I fell in love with him, I'd still be in the same rut. I'd still be in the same jam. I'd still be in the same curse that I was in. But thank God tonight I can declare my freedom. Somebody say, I'm free, neighbor.
I'm free, neighbor.
Hey,
I'm free.
Come on here, somebody. Hey, glory to God. That's why I'm so happy. That's why I can't stop praising him. That's why you see me with the joy of the Lord all over me. I'm free. Hallelujah. I'm free, neighbor. And I want you to be free. I'm just like me. But I had to make a decision. I had to make a decision. I had to make a choice. Come on here, somebody. It wasn't an easy choice, but I made it. I made it. Glory to God. Tell them, I made the right choice. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I made the right choice. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
So we bless God on tonight. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I thank God tonight for allowing me to be his spokesman. I thank God tonight for giving me a specific word to say what he want to say concerning how he feels about how he's been treated. Amen. I want somebody to come with me right quickly to Hosea. Hosea chapter 4. We've quoted this scripture so much, it seemed like we get stuck on verse 6 of chapter 4 concerning God's people being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. But if we listen more closely in the chapter, we can hear the heart of God and how God feels about what's going on. And the reason why he had me to go here tonight is because this is what's happening in the land right now. Hey, man, I don't know if you heard about the food trucks that they are sending people home because they say of a shortage of food. But how many know there ain't no shortage when you got one man controlling everything? Ain't no shortage when you play a monopoly and one person got the money, and every time you make a move, you got to pay them. Somebody, hallelujah. But God is saying, don't worry about none of that, because he still is in control. How many of you believe that tonight? Amen.
Amen.
No matter what's going on, God is still in control. And how many of you know that no matter what they say about the food recession, that we still gonna eat? Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm telling you tonight, we ain't gonna miss a meal. Glory to God. Tell somebody today, I ain't gonna miss a meal. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm decreeing and declaring by the power of the Holy Ghost that we eat the best, that we gonna dress the best, we gonna drive the best right in the recession. Come on, hear somebody.
Right in the recession.
Oh, I wish somebody would come into the spirit of agreement with me for that. Hallelujah. Nothing will hinder. Nothing will be able to stop what God want to do in our life. Come on, hear somebody.
Hallelujah.
Now, let me tell you something that's going to really make you shout, and we ain't got to the word yet. The reason why I say that, because the word never changes. Come on here, somebody. The word don't change because of the recession. The word still works in a recession. Oh, yeah, oh, I wish somebody would check that right there. The word has not changed. Come on here, somebody.
It doesn't, and God don't lie.
Yeah.
And God's word is able to move even through a recession. Come on here, somebody.
Man.
Man. People looking at what's going on the outside, you better have Yahshua on the inside, and you better have his word working for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost tonight, y'all. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now let's hear what the Lord got to say about this thing. Oh, before we do that, let's have a moment of prayer. Father, we thank you and we give you praise for what our ears are about to hear, for what our eyes are about to see, for what our heart is about to understand. Father, I ask you right now, Father, to have your God-like way, anointing of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Lord, I yield everything to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let everything be all of you, God. None of me tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. As always, Lord, you are the preacher. You are the teacher. You are the apostle. You are the pastor, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have your way, God. Hallelujah. Have your way, God. We thank you that the enemy is already a defeated foe. We thank you tonight that he's already under our feet. We thank you he is already powerless. And we decree and declare, devil, that you only have the power that we give you, and we give you none tonight. You are powerless here, hallelujah, and you have no say so here. God, let your word not be hindered. God, let your word not be interfered with, Lord, hallelujah. Let us get the fullness of your word tonight, God. And Lord, amen, after you're finished, Lord, having your way, Lord, amen, let us be so high in you, Lord, that all we can see is you. We give you praise and glory, and we give you the honor tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way, God, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. And we give you all blessings and honor. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. And amen. In Hotep on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hosea. Chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. And the word of the Lord reads, is everybody there?
Amen.
And the word of the Lord reads, he says, hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. Hear the word of the Lord, comma, ye children of Israel, semicolon. For the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. I want you to circle two things. I want you to circle controversy, and I want you to circle inhabitants. Are you still with me tonight? Now, when God says he has a controversy, controversy means to have a dispute with the way someone is doing something, or a dispute about the way you're being treated. So Yahshua says, I have a controversy tonight with the inhabitants. See, the inhabitants means the people that dwell on the land at that time. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So God is saying, I got controversy with the inhabitants of the land, with the people that's on the land, because there is no truth. I want you to circle that no truth. Woo! There is no truth in the land. So Yahshua said, I got a problem because I can't find nobody that's truthful in the land. Can't find no truth, so I got a problem. Then he says, no mercy. People now don't have no mercy. They don't care about you. And they don't care about our condition. They don't care about nothing you're going through. No mercy. But yet, you want to cry out to God for mercy. But the Bible says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Mercy is when you don't give someone what they deserve. Come on here, somebody. Mercy says, I know what you deserve, but I'm going to give you the grace. I'm not going to give you what you deserve. I'm going to show you love. Come on here, somebody.
Come on. Yes, Lord.
But God says, I have a problem with the people because I can't find nobody that'll be honest. And I can't find nobody that'll be merciful. Come on here, somebody. Now, these three things will bring the wrath of God. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
Can we talk tonight?
Man.
How is it that God can't find no truth? How many of you know when we don't have the Holy Ghost, amen, that it's hard for us to have truth in us? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because the Holy Ghost said he would lead and guide us into what? All truth. That's why we need him, so we can walk in truth. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that you ain't going to have many friends when you walk in truth? Because everybody can't handle. Ooh, let me leave us alone tonight. Everybody can't handle the truth. Come on here, somebody. We talk about tell me the truth, but then when you tell people the truth, you find that they don't like it. Come on here, somebody. Now, when I tell you what you want to hear, you're all right with that. But then when I tell you what it really is, then you ready to walk away. But we got to be ready in this hour, amen, to walk in truth. Come on here, somebody. If you don't like me because I tell you the truth, you didn't like me in the beginning. Hallelujah. You never liked me anyway. If you walk away because I tell you the truth because I love you, you go to so-and-so because he got what you want to hear in your ear, that means you never loved me in the first place. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But God has the controversy of saying, I can't find nobody.
Amen.
That's walking in truth.
Come on now.
It's crazy. You turn on the TV, they lie. I mean, you go to your friend, they lie. You try to go to somewhere, you even go to the pastor, and he ain't telling you the full truth. Where can I find the truth, oh Lord? Hallelujah. God is saying, you don't need to go to him. You need to get back in your word. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Come on now.
Folk is paying for folk to lie to them. Come on here, somebody.
My God.
Folk going to the psychic because they think the psychic know the truth. No! That gift is connected to the devil. They're going to put some truth, but the majority are going to be a lie. Amen. It's going to be the yeast of the Pharisees. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on.
But God said, I'm mad because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land.
My God.
Nor knowledge of God in the land. Come on here, somebody. How many of them is bad when you can't find no knowledge of God in the land? Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
And then verse 3, the word knowledge means information. You know how they say knowledge is power, but it got to be the right kind of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
It got to be the right kind of information, not just any information, because all knowledge ain't power. Come on here, somebody. Because you would get knowledge, but if it ain't God's knowledge, then amen, you still powerless. Come on here. Ooh, let me leave us alone tonight. Hallelujah. Knowledge of God in the land. Ain't no knowledge of God in the land. Verse 2. It said, by swearing and lying. How many know that the Bible said that we're not supposed to swear?
Uh-huh.
People now are swearing by everything. Oh, I swear I'm going to get you. No, you ain't got the power. You can only get me if God let you. Come on here, somebody. And if God said don't touch me, you can't touch me. Come on here. So your swear don't mean nothing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
By swearing and lying and killing. How many know this is going on right now? People swearing, people lying, people killing. And stealing. They're breaking in everything they can break in right now. Glory, there ain't nothing safe. Amen. They just closed, and they're going to close down 6-7-Elevens. Glory to God. Because it ain't safe no more. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't even safe to be in your car no more. Hallelujah. People will kill you while you're sitting in your car. It ain't safe unless you cover by the blood. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
And then in verse 2 it says, and committing adultery. Let me clear something up about this adultery thing. We don't put it in the flesh. And yeah, it is fleshly, but it's mainly spiritual. Because before you commit physical adultery, you first begin with spiritual adultery. Come on here, somebody. Oh, please stay with me tonight, y'all. We going somewhere tonight. I just hear the voice of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You know what? Amen. Before you start that physical adultery, you first begin the spiritual adultery, because you begin in allowing the enemy to trick you into believing that God is not enough. Come on here, somebody. I need more than God. Come on here, somebody. I need another avenue beside God. Lord, you ain't working fast enough. Let me go over here and see if I can talk to the devil and make, some plans with him. And God, you ain't doing what I want you to do. Let me go over here and tiptoe in the tubes and see if I can talk to the enemy and compromise, hallelujah, my salvation. Compromise what God has done for me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. See, when God talk about adultery, he's talking about trying to serve two, trying to love on two, trying to handle two. Come on here, somebody. How many know that God don't want no other lover but himself? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hosea mainly is about spiritual adultery. But you got Gomer, who can't stop fooling around with other men. And then you got Jose, that love her so much that he said, I don't care who you mess with. I still want you. Ain't that like God? But see, God right now is getting tired. See, God is at the point now, he said, I don't want you if you don't want me. Come on here, somebody. Because I've been standing by your door for the longest, and you've been walking right by me to go to somebody that don't even care about you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on.
I mean, you know that don't nobody love us like him. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So God been looking at the land, and he been said, I've been seeing you committing adultery on me. I've been seeing you go burning sacrifices to these idol gods. I've been seeing you go and poke yourself in chin. Amen. Not speaking in tongues. Chin, glory to God. And you think I don't know what you doing? I see you. And God is saying, I'm tired. I got controversy. I'm giving you all my love, but you're not giving me all your love. Come on here, somebody. You give me what you want to give me. You give me what you can give me when you ain't so tired of loving on the other God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But how many know God is saying, I ain't looking for no part-time lover. Come on here, somebody. I'm looking for somebody that want me full-time. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that we need to keep our love hot before God? Come on here, somebody. God don't want no lukewarm love. God wants us to stay hot. Come on here, somebody. God is hot. Come on here, somebody. So if the God we serve is hot, then God is saying, why ain't you hot? Come on here, somebody. I'm so hot for you, I can't wait to get to you. Glory to God. Amen. We should be the same way about Yahshua. Lord, I'm so hot for you, I can't wait to get to you. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And then he says, they break out, and blood touches blood. In other words, it's a whole lot of murdering going on and killing going on. And God is saying that all of this is causing him to be in controversy with the people of the inhabitants of the land. Come on here, somebody. Oh, tell your neighbor, what's your neighbor?
Neighbor.
God ain't mad for nothing. God got a reason to be mad. Come on here, somebody. He got a reason to be upset. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 3, therefore shall the land mourn Can I tell you something, child of God? How many of you know that when God is unhappy, everything will be unhappy? Come on here, somebody. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
When God ain't happy, nothing is going to be happy. Come on here, somebody. And the Lord said, because of this controversy, the whole land is getting ready to mourn. And everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish. Come on here, somebody. With the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven, yea, the fish of the sea also shall be taken away. How many know that everything is unhappy right now? Everything is mourning because God has controversy because people are not obeying God. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I wish somebody would give God a praise right there. You need to stick a praise right there. People trying to find the answer, but here's the answer right here. God is saying you slipping, tipping, dipping, and flipping, and think I don't know what you're doing. But I'm looking at you, and I'm telling you, I've got controversy behind how you are acting. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Now, keep in mind, he's not talking to nobody but Israel right now. Amen. He ain't talking to nobody else. Israel, I'm talking to you. God is saying, we're trying to look at everybody else, but God is saying, you better look at you, because while you're looking at everybody, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at what you're doing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
No, I ain't got time to look at nobody else. Because I got to keep the weed down out of my yard. Come on here, somebody. I got to make sure that God is pleased with me. Come on here, somebody. I ain't got time to talk about nobody else. I want to make sure God is pleased with me. I ain't got time to be all in your business. I got to make sure my business is straight before the Lord returns. I wish somebody would give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Testify said, neighbor, the land is in trouble. The inhabitants of the land is in trouble. Amen. The inhabitants, the people of the land are in trouble. God got controversy. God is mad. God is saying what's going on. God is saying, let me plead my case. Everybody talking about what they displeased about, let me say what I'm displeased about. Glory to God. Let me tell you how I really feel. Let me tell you the truth. Glory to God. And I ain't going to worry about if you can handle it. I'm going to put it out there. Pray to me that for me to help you to handle it. Glory to God. Because it is how I feel, says the Lord. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 4. It says, yet let no man strive nor reprove another. For thy people are as they strive with the priest. Woo, glory to God. So God is saying the problem is you got people that just like the priest. See, because everything starts from what? The head down. Come on here, somebody. How many know that when the pastor ain't right, that the sheep ain't going to be right? Glory to God. Oh, speak tonight, Holy Ghost. How many you know that when the pastor ain't right, the sheep ain't going to be right? Why? Because they got the spirit of their shepherd. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We want the people to act right, but we not act. Okay, let me. He said, for the people are as they that strive with the priest. Come on here, somebody. So that's why you got to make sure you're under the right shepherd. You got to make sure that you're under somebody that's sold out for God. You got to make sure that you're under somebody that can really hear God. Because a lot, oh God, help me, Holy Ghost. A lot of vessels, how are they hearing God? But amen, when you begin to see their action, you begin to wonder who they're hearing because God is not the author of what? Confusion.
Line muted.
Boy, isn't that got quiet on the line tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to be all right. Hallelujah. Somebody say, help, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, we're going to be all right. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Verse 5. It says, therefore shalt thou fall in the day. Come on here, somebody. And the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because the prophet is not saying what God is saying. The prophet is saying what he want to say to the people. And it's causing the people to go in the error. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because the prophet is saying that he's hearing from God, but he ain't saying which God he's hearing from. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. In this day and time, we got to be specific what God we're hearing from. Amen. Because everything is a God now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so we got to be specific. Because he said, it shall fall with thee in the night. Night represents darkness. That means that the prophet can't see nothing. How can you see unless you be in the light? Come on here, somebody. The Bible said, where there is no vision, where there is no insight, where there is no discernment, where the people perish. Hallelujah. And so God is saying, you got these false prophets coming, they're hearing from me, and they're not hearing from me because I'm not talking to them. And he says, and I will destroy thy mother. And I mean that the mother represent Israel. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Verse 6, he says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So it ain't the world system that's killing us. It's not the devil that's killing us. It's the fact that we're being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. A lack of knowledge can mean two things, child of God. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Some of us are being destroyed because we don't know. That's one form of lack of knowledge. But some of us is being destroyed because we know the knowledge, but we're not doing it. Or we're not receiving it. We're not accepting it. Come on here, somebody. And so God is saying, because you're not accepting or receiving the knowledge, I'm turning you over to a reprobated mind. And so now you're being destroyed because you can't even receive knowledge. Woo. That's why the Lord says, in the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Come on here, somebody. Because you don't know if this is going to be my last time talking to you. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because I have rejected knowledge, I also will reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So we mess our own self up by rejecting the knowledge of God. God says, if you reject me and my knowledge, you will no longer be my priest. You will no longer be my people. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Seeing that thou hast rejected the law of thy God. Come on here, somebody. People talking about, oh, it ain't nothing. Ten commandments went out. We don't got to keep them no more. What did Yahshua say? He said, I didn't come to destroy the law. I came to do what? Fulfill it. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. So God is saying, no, don't dismiss the law. Obey the law. But how many know that the law is for us to walk in love? Come on here, somebody. I mean, that the law is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul. Come on here, somebody. That's the law.
Amen. And then the second law is to love our neighbor as ourselves. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
But people miss that part, though. Child of God, check this out. If you don't love yourself, you can't love me. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
Amen.
You got to first love yourself. Then when you love yourself, then you can love me.
Uh-huh.
Like the word say. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Yep.
But how many know if we ain't obeying God, we ain't loving ourselves? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you can't love yourself and be walking in disobedience, because that means you walking with the devil. And the Lord gave me this. He said, who you love, you will obey. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Who you serve, you will obey. Come on here, somebody. So people come on, oh, I don't serve the devil, but you obey the devil. So if you obey the devil, you serve the devil. That's why the Bible says, God says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Come on here, somebody.
Look,
and they will not be grievous unto thee. Come on here, somebody. In other words, you done it not because you trying to be seen, but you done it because you really love the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh,
amen.
I wish somebody would stick a praise in there right there. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, glory to God. Verse 7. And it says, as they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore, I will change their glory into shame. Come on here, somebody. So God said, as they increased, as God blessed them, amen, they sinned more against them. Come on here, somebody.
Mm.
And so God said, but because of that, I'm getting ready to change your glory into shame. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
Because you shaming me because you got my name, but yet you worshiping the devil like you belong to him.
Uh-huh.
And God said, because you turn my glory into shame, I'm finna turn your glory into shame. Come on here, somebody. I'm not going to keep allowing you to shame me and you holding my name. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Word.
Tell somebody, say, we got to live right. Amen. We got to obey God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost will make you obey.
Yes, he will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Now, I want you to go down right quick to verse 9.
Line unmuted.
It should be like people, like priests. Why do you think God is exposing so many pastors right now? Why do you think God is exposing so many quote-unquote vessels of God right now? Because God is saying, you're looking at how the people are acting, but they're acting just like you. Come on here, somebody. You telling them what not to do, but you doing everything that you telling them not to. God is saying, like people, like priests. That's why God says, I will give you pastors after my own heart. Come on here, somebody. I'm going to give you priests that are close to my heart. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
And these days, and I will punish them for their ways. Come on here, somebody. And reward them their doings. Come on here, somebody. First God says, I'm going to punish them. Then he says, I'm going to reward them for their doings. Come on here, somebody. And then, let's go down to verse 10. For they shall eat and not have enough. Come on here, somebody. All this behind them not obeying God. God says, you're going to eat, but you're not going to have enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall not increase because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. They shall commit whoredom and shall not increase. How many of you glad that you sold out to the Lord tonight? How many of you can say tonight that the Lord is your only lover? Come on here, somebody. Oh, I wish somebody would put a praise right there because it's mighty quiet tonight. How many of you can say that the Lord is your only lover? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And he says, because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Whoredoms and wine, verse 11, and new wine take away the heart. Come on here, somebody. I mean, that's why a lot of people ain't got a heart for God. A lot of church folk ain't got a heart for God. Whoredoms and wine and new wine take away the heart. Come on here, somebody. They drunk, but it ain't off God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They drunk, but it ain't off the wine of the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. They drunk, and God is saying, I see what you drunk off. That's why you can't come in my presence. That's why you don't want to be with me, because you drunk off of other things. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to close it with this, verse 12. He says, my people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declares unto them. For the spirit of whoredom has caused them to error, and they have gone a whoring from under their God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that that's what's wrong with America? She want everybody but the God that can really save and do something for her. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But the Lord said, I see you in your doing. And I'm going to reward you according to your doing. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Let's hear verse 13 and close it out. He said, they sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains. Come on here, somebody. They go to the top of the mountain to sacrifice to these idols, to these demons, to these devils. Come on here, somebody. And burn incense upon the hills. Under oaks and prophets and arms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore your daughters shall commit whoredoms, and your spouses shall commit adultery. Come on here, somebody. He said, because of how you doing me, it's going to affect your house. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. What was I saying to you earlier about adultery? Adultery first began what? Spiritually. And then the manifestation of it is what? Outwardly. Come on here, somebody. But tell somebody, say, I'm determined.
I'm determined.
To stay faithful.
I'm determined to stay faithful.
To my God.
To my God.
To
Hallelujah.
My God. To my God. Yes, Lord.
Can't nobody help me but my God. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because he's a jealous God. See, they didn't realize that God is jealous. And when you got a jealous God, you can't talk to everybody. When you got a man that really loves you, amen, we as men, amen, we don't want our woman talking to nobody else. We don't want our wife talking to nobody else. I mean, we don't want her talking unless we are there, because we don't want nobody to do anything or say anything that will insult our good thing. Oh, is there any brothers online tonight that are staying with me tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you a little secret, glory to God. Every woman wants her man to be a little jealous. Notice I said a little jealous. I didn't say be no booger bear. I said be a little jealous. Who's that on the phone you talking to, honey? Who's that? They're looking at you crazy like that. They better watch themselves. Come here, let me walk with you. Let me hold your hand, baby. To make sure don't nobody get any crazy ideas. See, it's sad now. We got brothers now that hide behind the woman. The woman be having to protect the man. Come on here, somebody. She has to fight off. Amen. Intruders, adversaries, enemies, glory to God. And he in the back, glory to God. He on the side holding her hand, but she on the outside, glory to God. How many know we got to go back to the old landmark? Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. Yeah, I'm saved. Yeah, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah, I love God with all my heart, glory to God. But if you touch my good thing, you touch my kids, glory to God, you will see another side of the apostle, glory to God. Hallelujah! Glory to God. And I know how to pray, that's God for forgiveness, glory to God. Hallelujah! I'm just keeping it 1,000 with you, glory to God. Hallelujah. And God is saying, we need to be that way about our spouse and about our family. How you think God is about us? God said, I don't want nobody else talking to you. I don't want you giving your time to nobody but me. Who can do something for you but me? Come on, here, somebody. He ain't like me. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah. He ain't got what I got. I got all power. What do he got? Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God the glory.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
We love you tonight, God. And we give you all the praise tonight. We worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. We magnify your name tonight. Somebody just begin to love on the Lord right now. Somebody just begin to love on him. Giving your praise, glory to God. Hallelujah tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, shatterabasando. Come on in here and get some of this. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah. The knowledge. Praise God. We gotta understand we don't wanna be included. Hallelujah.
Mm.
You know God is feeling this way about us.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We wanna be excluded from this group. Hallelujah. He was telling
yes, Lord.
He wasn't talking to the Babylonians. Hallelujah. He was talking to the Israelites. Praise God. We know Babylon is under condemnation. Amen. We know they're under the judgment of God. Hallelujah. Amen. But did you know the Israel? Hallelujah.
Woo!
Hallelujah. He's talking about Israel. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We become, praise God. Hallelujah. That God feels this way. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've abandoned the laws of God, like the man of God said. We're not loving God with all our heart. We're not loving each other. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We're not loving ourselves.
Hey! Hey, Shabba
Baba. Maybe that's why he said, hey, amen. What's the last thing he said? He said, love one another as I have loved you.
Yeah.
Because you don't love yourself. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. That's why we do the things that we do. Because we don't love ourselves. Why? Because we don't see value in ourselves. You don't see yourself as valuable. Hallelujah. Amen. You only love that which is valuable. You got
to understand
that in God's eyes, you are valuable.
Yes, Lord.
You are so valuable that I would go on the cross and die for you. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
The price, glory God. Hallelujah. The life of Christ was the price. Praise God. You don't think that makes you valuable? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you learn your value, you learn your worth, you don't do the things that you do. You don't commit adultery. You don't go outside of the guidelines. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. We thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you on tonight for your word. Hallelujah. We thank you for the man of
Lord.
God. Your willing vessel on tonight. Lord, we ask that you finish him the virtue that he has poured out onto your people. Keep filling him up with knowledge and wisdom, Lord. Keep molding his way, hallelujah. Keep making his path straight. Keep, hallelujah, ordering his footsteps, Lord. And we thank
Lord,
for everything that you are doing in his life, everything that you are going to do, hallelujah, everything you're going to do generationally in his life, Lord. I'm talking about his kids' life and his kids' lives, Lord.
Hey! Shabbata.
We praise you. We magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We need to give God some praise on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hey!
Remember,
hallelujah.
Glory, we got to quit shifting the responsibility and realize, hallelujah, it's on us. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We got to realize Babylon ain't in charge. America ain't in charge. The men and women of God are in charge. We are superior over them. We have a power.
Yes, Lord.
They don't have. Our faith is way longer than their money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our influence is with God. Hallelujah. The one that put them in power.
Hey!
Jesus looked power in his face, hallelujah, and said, the only power you got is the power of my Father.
That's it.
Hallelujah, praise God. We got to realize we got God on our side, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. And we got to, Lord, have mercy. God got us. As long as we tell us to do, our faith is counted up as righteousness. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. The church is under condemnation right now. The children of Israel. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Because they're not doing right.
Woo!
They're not doing right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And God is sweeping through. Hallelujah. Praise
God. Yes, he is, Elder. Yes, he is.
He is sweeping through. Glory to God. They're being exposed left and right. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Praise God. It's all over the internet, all on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, hallelujah, YouTube, every other video, glory to God, hallelujah.
Sure is.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they will be punished for making God look bad. I know when I worked in the restaurant industry, if I made the company look bad, my job was at risk, glory to God, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. People got to stop making God look bad. Glory to God. And we got to start checking people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to start being afraid.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, Elder.
We got to start speaking up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So what if they put you out the church? You didn't want to be there no way.
Amen.
Hey, glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. No, they don't want you to speak up because they don't want to be exposed. Yeah, they're going to have you dragged out. Hallelujah. Amen. But I guarantee somebody heard what you said and somebody walking out behind you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He only wants that one sheep, that one lost sheep. He said, I'm laying an eye for that one. Glory to God. If you catch that one, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for the word coming out the book of Hosea tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. One of my favorite books, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's a bit, y'all need to read the story. Hallelujah. Y'all need to go read it. Look, it ain't that long. Y'all have read novels. Hallelujah. Magazine articles longer than the book of Hosea. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It ain't that long. Y'all need to read it, praise God, so you can understand how God feels. That book lets you know how God feels about us and how we make him feel. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we thank God tonight, amen, for the man of God bringing forth that dynamic word on tonight. We thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in. We want to open up the line real quick. If anybody has a testimony, prayer request, or comment on the word of God on tonight, amen, the line is open. Hallelujah. Will there be one at this time? Amen. 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 Well, we thank God for the word on today. Hallelujah. We want to remind everybody we will be back here. Amen. Tomorrow night. Amen. Same time, same channel. Amen. You will be hearing a word from God tomorrow Thursday. I'll be bringing forth the word tomorrow night. Amen. So we invite you to call in and tune in. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And remember, Friday night is open mic. We encourage you to call in. Hallelujah. You got questions, comments, praise God, hallelujah. That the whole night is dedicated, amen, to whatever question you might have. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. Whatever comments you might want to give, amen, praise God. Whatever testimony you've been holding in, maybe you felt like the testimony was too long. Praise God, hallelujah. You didn't want to take up too much time or whatever the case may be. Tomorrow night is the night. Hallelujah. Call in. Be a part, hallelujah, of the service. Amen. Praise God. Give your testimony because your testimony might help somebody. Somebody might be going through what you already been through. Hallelujah. And your testimony can encourage them that if you made it to the other side, despite the storm, despite the attacks, despite the lies, despite the deceit, despite the deception, you made it to the other side. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They will believe they can make it too because they got God on their side. Hallelujah. So we invite you to call in Friday night. Amen. Be a part of the open mic service. Amen. Come with your questions, comments, testimonies. Praise God. The line is open, and we want to hear them. Praise God. And don't forget, on Saturday morning, Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Hallelujah. That's at 10 o'clock Pacific time, 11 o'clock Midwest time, 12 o'clock Central time, and 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we invite you to call in, be a part of that service as well. That's our Saturday service. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we will be having a blessed time in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's our weekend coming up the next couple of days. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then it starts all over again on Sunday. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God on tonight for everything that has transpired, everything that has went forth. If you want to so receive the information on how to do that, if you want to make a donation, amen, or you just want to contact the ministry outside of the line, the information on how to do so is right there in your information boxes on your screens. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. So we invite you to do that as well. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God and let him give his final announcements and the benediction. Apostle Curry is back in your hands, man of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Elder. Amen. Thank you, man of God. Amen. I want to, I just want to let everybody know, amen, I want to encourage people to ask questions. Amen.
any question that you may have, amen, because that's how we get blessed and that's how we learn, and because I want everybody to get an understanding, because the Bible says that wisdom is the principal thing, but in all you're getting, you're what? An understanding.
An understanding.
In our fellowship, amen, all of the members that's connected to the fellowship, y'all already know, amen, that's how we get down. We ask questions. We make sure that we understand everything. We make sure that nobody is left behind. Amen. Because, amen, the most beautiful thing is when everybody is in one accord and they understand everything. Amen. Because the depthness of anything is in the simplicity.
Yes.
We want to be deep, but the thing about being deep is how simple can you make it for people to get it? That no one is lost to, you know. And so I thank God on tonight. I pray that everyone was blessed on tonight. And man, I don't know if you heard about Rome, the obstacle that was up, got hit, and now Rome is on fire. Amen. How many know that God is soon to come back? Hallelujah. Now they say that a lot of Rome has burnt down. Amen. So let's keep praying. Amen. The food truck. Amen. It's going through a recession right now. Amen. So they're saying that there's a recession on the food. But the thing that I pray for is that we come together more. And now is the time for us to come together so that we can make sure that our bond and our unity stay strong through all of this. Amen. Are there any last remarks or questions before I go into prayer? If not, amen. Going to close out with prayer. Father, we thank you for what our eyes have seen. Thank you for what our ears have heard. Thank you for what our hearts now understand. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you that we worship and love on only you, God. We have no other lovers on the side, Lord. We thank you, God, that you are our only lover, God. We thank you that you are the lover of our soul, God. Help us to continue to stay committed to you, O God. We got our honorable side. We thank you, O God. We give you praise, God. We give you glory. We give you honor, God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing for us in this hour, Lord. We ask you to continue to lead us, guide us, Father. Continue to cover us, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue to protect us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Continue to provide for us everything that we need. Lord, you are the I am, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you for being the I am. We thank you for being Jehovah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Lord. And we thank you, God, that the earth is yours. Hallelujah. Fullness thereof, God, and they that dwell therein, God. We thank you that your word declares that you've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. So, God, we honor you tonight. And we worship you tonight, Lord. We thank you. And until tomorrow night, Father, hold us and keep us in your keeping care. Lord God, bind the hand of the enemy, God. Rebuke every devil and demon. And we thank you for power over the enemy. And Father, we thank you for the next broadcast. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Somebody clap those hands and give God the glory.
Yes.
Turn back to the hands of our dear elder. Amen. Bless you, elder.
Amen. Amen. We truly hope you've had a blessed time on tonight. Praise God. And we will see y'all tomorrow night. Same time. Hallelujah. Same channel. Praise God. Amen. And on behalf of First Lady and myself and the Curry family, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God, and don't forget to say your prayers and just see with God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. Hallelujah. We'll see y'all next time on More Than an Hour.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
and lift your hands and say it with me.
It is a sweet
name. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like shut up in my bones.
Oh,
hey, the Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it just won't leave me alone. Oh, there's something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name.
You can go on, shout, praise him.
Oh, how I love the nation.
nobody knows. No, I love the name Jesus. Oh, 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 oh.
I'm tired of you. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm on church down, hurt and abused. I can't face what left to do. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you. Stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain. So let's speak right now. Let it fall like rain. Oh yeah, we're desperate. We're chasing.
To want to pull under the overpass and wait for the storm to pass because you don't want to get stuck in the middle of a storm. And so even right now in life, it is so easy to just want to pull over in the middle of the storm that we're in, and you want to pull over and stop dreaming and stop believing and stop thinking that things can get better. But I want you to know that God did not build you to pull over, that you are storm-proof. because he's in the storm with you. So keep driving to that destination, and I'll see you there.
Let's go. I brought some friends with me, and we're going to do this song for you. I got friends all over the place. It's going to be beautiful. All the steps are working. All my brothers and sisters in the storm.
Today's a new day, yeah, but there is no sunshine. And nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, yeah, but where are my blue skies? Yeah. Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain. From heaven like a shower.
Ooh. See, I smile, even though it hurts, and I smile.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while, I smile.
Ooh. Ooh. Smile.
So what do you got when you've been down?
Today's a new day, yeah, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night.
Today is a new day, yeah.
Tell me, where are my blue skies? Where is the love that you joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
Come on.
Just my eyes.